Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. May the 4th be with you. It's Tuesday. We were just talking about, randomly, of CSIs. We're talking about Law and Order, and I reminded myself of CSI Miami. And Bryn found and posted on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page the sunglass takes that David Caruso's character would do on there. And they're the cheesiest things you've ever seen. And yet you find yourself just, like, how can this guy be pulling this off episode after episode? So that's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah. Let me show you.
Well, I think the point that you're making is he's not pulling it off.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Here's this cheesy line.
Drive-by, Miami style. I don't think so. You don't spend $1,000 on clothes that you're never going to wear.
Oh, that was profound.
Those odds are very slim, aren't they?
Get those sunglasses out.
So the question becomes, Alex, was the mob sent to draw us to the crime scene?
Here we go.
We're sent to destroy it.
Oh, wow.
And it goes on and on and on. You'll love it. It's at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I'm sure he's proud of those moments.
I bet he is.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what's happening. Today will be sunny and hot.
All right.
So as May the 4th be with you days go, this one is going to be one for the books, as they say. Mwah! You're going to love it.
All right. I already love it.
As you twist up your Princess Leia braids, or you chop off your hand for your realistic
Luke
Skywalker get up. Whoa. Why are you hitching your drawers?
They're falling down. Getting a little swampy down there.
Someone's dropping some weight, huh?
No. They don't have a drawstring. So I pull them on because they're so comfortable. But then as I move around, they get bigger on me.
I bet, though, you're probably really, the outdoors exercise you're getting is probably great for you, right?
It's good.
The gardening?
Definitely, yeah.
It's gotta feel good.
It does. It feels good. It's nice to feel a little, little achy and sore through your muscles. Mm-hmm. It's that time of year.
All right, so we'll begin with, I've got a bunch of stuff for you guys. So for starters, though, it looks like we are, let me find it here, kids' vaccine will be available starting next week.
Oh, my God,
so,
really? How old?
The, 12 to, let me get the story. Sorry, I had,
oh, school
I'm jumping
is back,
around
kids.
Here. But it's really good news, and it sort of ties into the next story I'm going to do about moms. Okay, I got to reopen my
your mom
Mercury
sizzles.
News. Mm-hmm. Your mom does sizzle, that's for sure.
I've heard that about your mom.
You know I love you.
crap, where did it go?
Well, listen, 12 to 16, that is an age group that needs it. And, if we want schools to go, because those are the kids a little kid, your kid's age, 7 to 8 years old. Okay, Zoom classes, all right, they get a little assignment, whatever. But there's just so much social, the social through the whole thing. But it's, there's just so much more to school than just the classes, 12 to 16 years old. You are learning so much about yourself and other people and
how to share.
Sharing all the stuff. Sure, right.
Getting bullied.
The FDA is going to make the vaccine available for kids 12 to 15 years old, and it looks like it'll start next week. So that's the good news. I realize there's plenty of people out there who are, you know, worried, but there are also plenty of people out there who are like, get your vaccine and get out.
get your shot and get out.
And I don't mean leave for good, but, you know, it's hard to have. I have little kids and their whole world sort of revolves around mom and dad. And so that's hard for that reason. I can imagine parents fighting with their teens, that's a whole other struggle. And I do worry that I would be very much like, you win. Go on. Do whatever you want. I can't fight with you anymore. I got my own life I got to live here. I can't constantly be fighting with you.
Right.
So I could see that being really hard. So hopefully this happens as planned. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for young adults aged 12 and older by next week.
It's big. And are they talking longer term, the 5 to 12-year-old set?
They're testing everything right now. So that will absolutely be the next age group up, but right now this is the next approval window or age group. So it's really good. It's going to help a lot. I know that, you know, the next story is about moms and how it's been hard for them during this pandemic and beyond. So really the story is about the best and worst states for working moms. I honestly expected California to do well.
Yeah.
I feel like
telecommuting would absolutely be a thing here. And
Massachusetts was number one.
Really?
Yep.
Massachusetts?
Yep.
What for? Like, what did they base this on?
So, WalletHub compared state dynamics across 17 key metrics to identify the best and worst states for working moms. It's about parental leave policies and other support systems by state, the quality of infrastructure, the cost-effective daycare to public schools. There's a bunch of stuff involved, things that are all in the air that, you know, you just make do with what you got in front of you,
right?
In general, right? I mean, this is where you live.
Well, that's surprising to hear, but I mean, I enjoyed growing up in Massachusetts.
District of Columbia, Connecticut, Vermont, Minnesota, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, New Jersey, New York, and Washington round out your top 10. Weird. California not there. So you go down and you keep going. I swear I thought I must have missed it, but I'm just going down and going down and going down. And there's California at 38.
Oh.
Again, we're talking about the best and worst states for working moms. This was in WalletHub. So if you want to look it up and get more details, you can. But I just thought, wow, that's just simple facts. California is not showing well here.
Right, no.
38th.
What's worse than California? You got a few lower on the list there?
It's got to
sure,
be
the worst is Louisiana.
Oh,
Alabama, Idaho, Mississippi, South Carolina, Nevada, all down in the bottom five.
Wow.
Five or six there.
Where's Nebraska?
Where is Nebraska?
Nebraska did way better than 24, everybody. Oh. 24 is Nebraska.
It's like fetch. I'm trying to make it happen.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
I'm making it happen.
No. Good one, Bryn.
That was pretty cute, Bryn. Nicely
cute.
Done.
Yeah.
There you go. California not showing well. So if you've had a particularly difficult time working moms, don't be surprised. California is not exactly doing the best job by you. That's too bad. You know.
Yeah. Funny.
I thought this was funny because we've all heard the Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get to this in 1 second. I wanted to do this one first. This is another story about moms.
Okay.
And it's on my computer, and I'm trying to go back and forth.
Well, and Mother's Day is this Sunday. So
a son creates a sexy OnlyFans account for his mom. And I thought, oh,
what?
God, that is so frightening.
How old is the kid?
This kid's 19.
Oh, boy.
He's gone viral since launching an OnlyFans account for his, they say here, his bosomy mom.
Wow.
So Lucine Duarte is a model. So she's a legitimate working model who's done some Playboy and done some, I think she was.
She did Playboy. Well.
What do they call her? What's the Miss Bum Bum? Is that the one in Brazil?
Oh, she's a Miss Bum Bum girl, huh?
Yeah, here it is. She's a Brazilian Playboy pinup and former Miss Bum Bum World winner.
Wow.
She's got 934,000, so, you know, close to 1 million Instagram followers.
Damn.
And they say she'll probably make a fortune doing this OnlyFans site.
And which, her if you're son not familiar, set it up for her.
Yeah, but that's the trippy thing is people have different relationships with their moms, and I think, and I don't know their
that's
family
for sure.
dynamic at all, but sometimes when a mom, when the husband's not in the picture and it's mom with, say, 2 or 3 or 4 kids, they have a really different relationship than, say, if dad's in the picture.
People, could they compartmentalize the things that need to get done, and they all work as a family to get them.
Right,
so
right.
The kid's in charge of making money for the family, and he's found a way to do it.
Helping mom rake in the cash.
Manage her influencer status.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That lady's boobs are enormous.
She's pretty
lovely.
Spectacular.
She's very beautiful.
And I'm going to guess that she will do very well on OnlyFans. Again, if you don't know what OnlyFans is, that it's a site where people can pay to get private photos or private videos.
Yeah.
I think. I've never been on it.
I thought it was like a porn thing. Like you ask people. I don't know. I don't really know. And I haven't been on it either. So,
well, I'm going to guess.
People pay to be members of your site.
I'm going to guess that there are a bunch of porn performers there. I'd also guess maybe some are a little less. What do they call that? Softcore.
Oh, well, okay.
You know, so they're not quite porn, but they're close to it.
Right.
And
you might catch a nip slip, but they're not just shaking their boobs in the camera for you.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be able to be an only fan of someone who's not showing me all the stuff. So
yeah, you really need it all laid out in front of you.
I do. Mm-hmm. But you know, whatever. We'll see how let me get her name again. Lucine. Dang it.
Lucine.
You're right. She's bosomy.
Duarte.
There it is.
Duarte.
They say that OnlyFans is not just for adult content, but I'm sure that's
sure.
The majority of the
traffic. Of course it's not. You know, maybe it's I'm a good dog trainer. You can learn, if you're a fan of me, you can learn some tricks to teach your dog. Right.
Well, we did the story about the woman in, I think, Sacramento who was making bank doing this. And
yeah.
I could see it being look, you're in the safety of your own home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are doing nude or whatever else, but
was she like house cleaning nude or something? She was she doing chores nude? What
she was definitely putting on maid's clothes, but or
okay.
the French maid outfit, but no,
and her
she
husband
was not
was taking the pictures.
That's right.
Yeah,
I do remember this.
She got her kids got kicked out of school because a parent found her photos.
Yeah.
And it was a private Catholic
What was that
school.
Parent doing on OnlyFans?
Exactly.
Good question. Anyway, OnlyFans. It's
Your
a thing.
Mom can make money there.
Yeah.
You got
All right, so
up,
this
though.
Was the thing I was going to say that I started to say. You've heard and it's true. You see someone yawn and then you yawn. Like it is one of those catching things that is really strange. You could be driving down the road and you're making me yawn now that you just
I
did
know.
That.
Well,
you could be driving down the road and see someone at a street corner yawn, and you'll catch that before you get past them.
What does a yawn accomplish? Is it like just a deep breath pulls a bunch of oxygen? What are you doing when you yawn?
That's a good question, but that's not in the story.
Okay,
they're taking more oxygen.
There you go.
So if you're like bored or tired, you yawn so that you can take in more oxygen to, I guess, feed your brain.
Stretch your lungs out a little bit.
It's your body trying to wake itself up.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, the modern day equivalent of the catching yawn is the catching a glance at your phone. Meaning, if you see someone pick up their phone and get a look at it.
Yeah. You want to look at yours.
You feel like you've got to pick up your phone and look at it.
It's true.
It seems to be the go. Like, researchers in Italy studied this. They actually tried it with 184 people who didn't know they were being watched, and almost half of them picked up their own phone within 30 seconds of seeing someone else pick up theirs.
That is, it's absolutely reflexive. In fact, if you're sitting at lunch with a couple people and you're pointedly not looking at your phone, and you see someone look down into their purse, and you can tell they're looking at their phone, even though they're trying to make it seem like that. It's like, oh, well, they're going to, I'm going to too.
Right. Forget respect. Out the window.
Right. Just forget
Shine
it.
Shine it. I might Let's as well.
Then we're going to take a 5-minute phone break, everyone.
A
much needed phone break.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I give you this number so that you can participate in the show. This is your opportunity to have your opinion heard or
make it long.
What?
No, don't That's make it long.
The opposite the of opposite. Make it long, Bryn. What
Word
are you
economy.
Doing?
What's the matter with you?
It's fun to listen to him struggle through the long messages.
It's not
just
fun.
Messing around.
707 says, single mom here. I can tell you as a California working mom, it sucks. I'm a chef, so I can't work remotely. And I make low enough income to get. And I make low enough income to get subsidized childcare. Problem is, if I start to make more money, they take the free daycare away. Oh. So if I make a couple more dollars an hour, I will have to pay over $2,000 a month for my two young kids. And if either of them gets sick, it's mom who has to stay home with them. This state is too expensive for working parents, especially moms.
Yeah.
Try Massachusetts.
Yeah.
It's cold there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of states on that list better.
And, they got a nice long spring, summer, fall, and then winter is just awful. And
a chef's skills will translate.
Mm-hmm. It seems like everywhere I go, people love food.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love eating. Feed me, Seymour.
530 says, I bet California is low on the list because of the price of living. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and this lady just said it, too. Like, the child care here can be just outrageous.
But we've been going through. We're starting to get some help here and there, which is glorious.
Mm.
And we're looking at going back to school in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there probably won't be vaccines available for everyone that age because they're very young.
Right.
My kids are. And yet we were debating it just last night. Like, those kids got to go back to school.
They do. And you know,
they just
Ben,
have to.
The fact that they've got 12 to 15-year-olds coming up next week, or did you say next week?
Mm-hmm.
And they just opened it up to 16 plus April 15th. And from what I'm hearing, there are not enough arms for all the shots that we have ready to go, which is, it's a travesty. Everyone, go get your damn shot, please. And then if they... if it goes as quickly as the last tier that opened, it'll be your kids before you know it, as long as it passes FDA approval. I would think that next would be under 12 and under.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope you're right.
Wouldn't
anyway,
it be so great
up in the trash, Sarah?
Vaccinated, go back to school. Vinny, it's time to play a game.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.